Good morning. Today is Tuesday, August the 30th, 260th day of the new year. Joining us this morning, Fortuna City Manager for a short time, Regan Candelaria. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Brian.
And congratulations.
Thank you very much.
Yeah. Has that kind of been the general sense since your announcement?
It really has. I've had quite a bit of that and a lot of well wishes, which has been great, and a lot of, you know, we're mad at you also.
Oh, really?
You know, we don't like that you're leaving. So.
Oh, okay. They don't like the action, not the you.
Right. So that's actually kind of heartwarming as well.
Yeah. Well, I guess what your last official act will be to ride a wagon during the Apple Harvest Festival.
I guess I could do some of that.
Be on the back bumper as he's going through town, waving goodbye.
I don't think I'll be in any parades.
You don't think you'll be doing that one? Okay. Our quote this morning comes from Robert Bly. I know a lot of men who are healthier at age 50 than they've ever been before, because a lot of their fear is gone.
Hmm.
Ain't that the truth?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Lack of stress, huh?
So this is your last show.
I think it
is. I'm not leaving town.
No. This is likely my last talk shop yet.
Yeah. Yeah. So would you do this thing again? Would you come to Fortuna again?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Fortuna's been a great place, and I've really enjoyed my time there. The people are excellent. There's so many community volunteers and community activists that are, you know, in it for the right thing and very positive for the community. I've enjoyed working with them, gotten a lot out of it.
What's the biggest thing that you see out there that's going to be way cool for Fortuna? Say 5 years.
Well, there's a couple of big, development projects, economic development projects that are, you know, we had the groundbreaking for the big open door facility, which is going to be a huge benefit to not only, for the healthcare community, but for the community in general. You know, Fortuna and the Eel River Valley, we always saw that as a catalyst, you know, a motivator for other businesses to continue and to be able to, you know, see that there's stability in the community. Everybody wants to talk about education, you know, and a lot of times when people are looking for locations, they're going to look at schools and the quality of schools for their kids. But they also, you know, very closely want to look at healthcare and the ability and access to healthcare. And so, you know, having that be such a deficit right now in our part of the county and even, you know, all of the county, having that facility in Fortuna, I think, is going to be great.
Okay. That's one. I said two.
I did say two. There is a huge industrial development project that's on the horizon that is getting closer and closer. I think that's going to have even a...
When you say huge, it really narrows down the opportunity and the thought, and that's...
Exactly, but I'm not going to go too much further.
Don't gotta. You already have. I mean, that there's something in the offing for that. That's...
Yep, keep your eye
out. That's a long time in coming.
It's over 2 years I've been working on that project. So.
Very cool. Very cool. So are you going to miss not seeing those completed?
Yes, that's actually one of my biggest regrets is we've gotten so much going and there's some things out of the ground and things under construction right now, but there's also more to come, and I do kind of want to see that.
KINS, News and Information Time. It's 8:19. We'll be back with more from Reagan.
You've never heard us before, because we're something brand new. It's called Destination Radio. If you live in Ferndale or Gold Beach, Blue Lake or Klamath, Brookings or Eureka, you'll be looking for someplace different to take the family, something special to do next weekend. The best destinations for day trips and overnights, for hiking or biking, for beachcombing or birdwatching, and you'll turn to us for ideas, because you're the reason we're here, to help you find your close-to-home destination. Stay, play, and relax with us, Destination Radio.
Good morning, KINS, News and Information Time, 8:24. We're back to Talk Shop this morning with Regan Candelaria. Regan, with the chance to kind of look backwards at the years that you were here, is there any regrets, things that you wish you could have been able to pull together that for whatever reason didn't come together. It could have been money. It could be personality. It could be just bad timing. Any of those that are rats kinds of things?
Not really. I think we've, you know, Fortuna's been able to take great strides forward and really has done a lot of good things and moved in the right direction. The only, since you're asking it that way, the only thing that really kind of pops up in my head is maybe some resistance to change here and there. You know,
that's every community.
Exactly. So that's why I kind of like reserved it. But it's like, you know, I think within our downtown, maybe there's some opportunity for some additional improvements and changes to really enhance it and move it forward. I think we could have gone that direction a little bit more with that focus. And so that would be the only one. But other than that, I think Fortuna's really kind of, you know, moved forward with a lot of things. You know, you look at some of the environmental things that we've done in Fortuna over the last 4 years that people probably don't even equate to a, you know, conservative little, you know, town like Fortuna, but being the first to change out our LED lights and all of our street lights, accepting batteries for free and getting them, you know, collected properly and disposed of properly, creating the compost, grade A compost that we do out at our treatment plant and giving that away back to the community for positive use in the community. There's a few others, too. It's just, you know, a leader in the LID, the low-impact development process for all new developments. So I think we've done a lot in that respect, and I'm pretty proud of that for Fortuna.
Is Fortuna your first gig where you're signing the checks?
No.
Okay.
No.
How did it contrast to your previous?
Well, again, the job prior to Fortuna was a very small city, and so, you know, Fortuna was
relative to Fortuna,
yes,
a small city.
It really was, and so it was a big jump up there. But then prior to that job, I was with one of the largest cities in the state. So when I was down in Orange County in Santa Ana, you know, we had 1,200 employees, you know, and we've got 75 here in Fortuna. So I was not signing the checks there in Santa Ana, but still responsible for some pretty big programming and pretty big projects. But
probably didn't know everybody by their first name then, huh?
No, there was, you know, there was like 2-3 layers above me, you know, to get to the city manager back then.
So what are you going to take from Fortuna to Novato?
Well,
are you going to be able to pick some of these programs up and try to replicate them down there?
I don't know about that. I do know that working with the community and creating partnerships and collaborative efforts is a positive thing. It always has been throughout my career, you know, for the last 25 years. But being able to bring that to the table in Fortuna and have it be fruitful, I think, is something that I'm very happy with and that I know I need to continue with. It's like been a great, you know, opportunity here. And I think that's why Novato has hired me, because of my abilities in that area. It's something that they want. So I will definitely stick with that and continue with that. I mean, when you talk about the ability of the city to work with the McLean Foundation and create new things and have things move forward with their partnerships, with our Chamber of Commerce, with the county, you know, of Humboldt, I think is excellent. A lot of people don't recognize those as partnerships and things that we've collaborated and working together. But, you know, for instance, with PG&E, which is, again, another partnership, the Rural 28 dollars that they have available to all cities, we were able to take what we had and partner with the county to get some of their Rural 28 dollars. And we've got a huge project. You mentioned those things that I'm going to miss getting to see coming out of the ground, the undergrounding of utilities project from 101 to Main Street and downtown along 12th Street. You know, major thoroughfare and gateway to the city is going to look a ton better over the next year and a half because of, you know, that project and our partnership with the county to make that happen and make sure we had full funding for that project, to couple with our own, you know, stormwater improvements that we're making along 12th Street and other utility improvements that are going underground there at the same time. So those are big projects. And if you weren't able to partner and work together with those other organizations, they wouldn't happen.
I don't think, unless you've experienced it, you don't see what a difference undergrounding not having power poles, really what that means.
It does make a visual difference.
Clean.
And it's that you don't see it, so that's why, you know, I like how you're putting that. Yeah, people don't realize, but when you see that before and after and all that visual clutter and, you know, chaotic, you know, when you look up and you go, oh, what's that? Where's that go? You know, what is that doing?
Or just so open.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, just Harrison is the only one that I'm really familiar with here in Eureka, and it just—I mean, it's not like it's farmland open, mm-hmm. but Clean. Yeah. Is the phrase that I come up with. So, you know, 12th gets that.
Yeah, and I see that as a huge benefit to the city because the school district, you know, they passed some bond money and they've been making improvements and they've been, you know, increasing the aesthetics to the high school, you know, which is right along 12th Street there. We've got the property at 280 12th Street that we're going to be improving.
I was going to talk about the police station almost.
Well, I'm glad we're not at this moment, but that again, that property and that whole gateway from 12th Street to downtown Fortuna is going to be much improved.
That's right. I was wondering if the intersection there, if you're glad that it's going, and you are too, or if that was one that you were looking at as a challenge, and boy, isn't this going to be cool to play with?
Oh, that 280 12th Street property.
Yeah,
yeah. We have been, I think, moving it forward. You know, because we did have some funding for that police facility, and we've been utilizing it. We've got a design in place. We hired an architecture firm to say, okay, what does the community need? What are our actual needs, and how do we do that?
KINS News and Information Time. It's 8:30.
We do as a community to make Humboldt a better place to work and live? The answer is to make sure our kids are literate, able to plan financially, move forward in their education so they are better prepared to enter our workforce, and become contributing and productive members in our society, community, and economy. How do we do it? Through the Decade of Difference Initiative. Visit decadeofdifference.org and find out how you, as a parent, student, or business owner, can help. It's the Decade of Difference. Be part of it.
Good morning, KINS News and Information Times, 8:35. We're back to Talk Shop this morning with Fortuna City Manager Regan Candelaria. Talk Shop presented by CDH Painting and by Redec. Regan, as you look at the new adventure, I'm sure a lot of folks are kind of going, well, okay, how come? What is it? Are you going to something? Are you going from something? Mm-hmm. So how come?
I'm sure there's always curiosity about everything in that realm. The how come is that, you know, it's a new challenge for me. You know, it's a little bigger organization, a lot more, projects that are already in the works over there that I'll be able to sink my teeth into. It's in the Bay Area, you know, Marin County, north of the Bay there, which is a pretty desirable area. And access.
Once you own your first house.
I think we'll be able to get someplace to live. We're working on that right now. But it's another challenge, and it's a little bigger challenge. Like I just said a little bit ago, you know, I started my career in one of the top 10 cities in terms of population in the state. And so, you know, being a part of a bigger organization is something that I've always kind of wanted to get back to, I think.
More comfortable?
Well, now I'll be at the top of that.
Well, okay, comfort that is relative, chart. You're right.
and so that'll be interesting to me. You know, they actually have you know a lot of staff to work with and to draw from there. There's an assistant city manager position in the budget and a qualified person that's in that position. They have full departments of all the departments. You know, whereas in Fortuna we're all sharing hats and doing multiple jobs. So it'll be a little bit different and, you know, something that I think I might enjoy working with, you know, that many more staff.
I would think coming from a smaller town, going to a larger, your experience level is so much more because you've been forced to get into areas that normally, you know, in the larger cities, you know, I can kind of equate it to our industry. Mm-hmm. You know, there's so many things that I do here. Because it's got to get done, me. But you go to a Santa Rosa or San Francisco, guys with my title don't have nearly the experience broad.
I hear you. And that's, I think that's exactly why I've been able to have the success that I've had in my career, because I was lucky in Santa Ana that I wasn't stuck in one department and doing one thing and specialized for so long. You know, when I got out of Santa Ana, I had, you know, worked directly with all of the police lieutenants in the police department. I worked with the recreation department. I worked with Public Works and I did outreach for them. I was a liaison to a lot of different departments through my responsibility with businesses. You know, I was the business outreach coordinator. I was the neighborhood improvement coordinator. I was the resource coordinator. So I had to touch all the departments and get intimate with all of them to be able to provide the information and the services back to the community. So then when I moved into smaller organizations and I was thrust into being responsible for Public Works because we don't have a Public Works director, when I was responsible for recreation in Fortuna because we don't have a recreation director, we, you know, that position was lost because of budgetary concerns, I can step in and do that. I can talk the talk at the treatment plant and understand what they're trying to do and the improvements they need to make and deal with the engineers. So that's why I was able to have success in the smaller organizations. And I think that's, as a city manager, you know, if you can't talk the talk with the police chief and understand what he's trying to do and where he's trying to go, you know, you can get lost or, you know, things get sideways. And so I think that's why I've had success at the smaller organizations. And I think that's why, again, I had success in Novato, because they can see that I have all of those skills and I know how to work with all those departments and I can communicate to them.
I would think it would be scarier to try to get somebody from a large organization to bump down.
Yes.
Because of that limited exposure.
Exactly.
I guess that's about the only way you can say it.
Yeah, I can see that happening where, you know, if you move down to a smaller organization, you're like, wait, what? I'm doing this recruitment, you know, for this position, but give it to HR. You are HR, you know? you know, well, let's have somebody work on attracting this business. And in Fortuna, it's like, oh, wait, that's me, you know? So,
Why does my office come with a broom?
Exactly, yes. Yeah. So that's part of being in that smaller organization. You do all of those different types of things.
So does Novato have a big, cool thing going on right now that you're going to be able to kind of write in on and see?
It's funny you said write in on, because I was going to respond with yes. You know, their SMART project, the SMART train. To me, that is one of their biggest projects right now, is getting that project going. They have two stops already set up, you know, in Novato. And right now, one of their bigger projects is setting up a third that the city is creating themselves in the downtown. To get another train stop to service the downtown area and the businesses there. And you know, that's going to be a real benefit to them. So I'm looking forward to that project.
You're not looking to expand BART up to Novato?
I'm not going to say.
Okay, good. Keep our focus down to attainable.
Yeah.
KINS, News and Information Time, 8:41. We'll be back with more from Regan.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
Theshoppingshow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
Good morning, KINS, News and Information Times, 8:46. You know, you're going to miss doing these shows.
I am. This,
now, this there may be one down there.
Keeps me on my toes every month, I swear.
Well, and the commercial the break discussions, too.
Those are a lot of fun.
Oh, boy. So as you're looking at where things are, is Fortuna set for success? Are they prepared? Is the city prepared for success?
From what perspective, though? I mean,
yours.
There are lots of different areas that we could go with that, though. I'll say yes. You know, the one area that I'm kind of thinking, you know, maybe pessimistically in my head as you asked that question, that, of course, as always, I didn't know what question you were going to ask. From a staffing level, I would say no. You know, they need a new city manager, obviously, is going to be the biggest key. And there's other key positions that are coming vacant, you know, with a retirement, and others that have just gone unfilled. trying to save budget and save dollars. And so as that organization shrinks and there's still more responsibility and big projects coming up, I think staffing is the key.
The two projects that you were alluding to earlier in the show.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now they're, close your eyes, they're in.
Right.
Okay. Does that alleviate, does that provide the cash flow so that those concerns that you just expressed are mollified or maybe
one of those two projects, no. The other one, potentially, yes, but not until a couple years down the road. Then you'll see some financial, direct financial benefit from that project.
Well, if it's a couple years,
that's not very long.
You can work towards it.
But in the interim, if those projects are moving forward, you need the staff to service that, to process those projects and make sure that they get in properly and that they have the care, the ombudsman's, the support to get them through any hiccups that might be there.
Is sales tax still the way that cities have to go?
There's sales tax. There's there's utility user tax as an option. I think sales tax is probably the best bet because I think it is the most fair. It's not just your own community, but those that come in to your community and tourists and other visitors come in, they're also contributing to that sales tax.
So you need one more good retailer to bridge.
That would be helpful as well, yeah.
See, I got all the answers. There's some details between here and there.
I'll be honest with you, though, in Fortuna, over the last 4 years, sales tax has increased. We do have new retailers. We have new projects that have come in. I just met with our consultant about a month ago. They shared that our first quarter was up 14%. From the prior quarter, a year before that.
So have to maintain the trend.
Especially for the first quarter of the year, that is a huge, huge number.
Do you see Riverwalk being more developed? Is that the next area that's really going to get more and more attention, do you think?
I do. I think so. Taking advantage of the natural beauty there in the Eel River, I think is going to be a desirable location for developers. We do have the project River Ranch subdivision that's there. So there's 9 spaces available for new development there that are already built out with all the infrastructure. So that's a great opportunity.
Very cool stuff. Anything else you want to talk about? You got 20 seconds.
No, just thank you for all the opportunity to share information about Fortuna and be on the radio here and let people know about Fortuna.
Hey, that's what it's about. Watch out, though. There may be some tall shadows haunting you
in
6 months.
If it's a tall shadow, I'll know exactly who it is.
Yeah, bearing salsa. Thanks for everything, Reagan.
All right. Thank you, Brian.
See everybody tomorrow.